201.
As a rocket veers off course in Afghanistan. Wow, that's going to make it tough for the guys who are already hamstrung on the ground into the Taliban's hornet's nest. They continue to crawl, the Americans, the Afghan forces, and the NATO forces as well. And this does make it tough. We're going to talk about it here on this Hour of America Tonight. Hello, everybody. I guess we're all past Valentine's Day for the most part here across the country. And we're swinging into yet another work week, although some of you might be celebrating President's Day and you've got it off, or your kids and grandkids do, and it's going to be a party at the house. Usually it's a day of sales, President's Day sales. When I was a kid, I could remember that. The one day I remember the sales in Macy's or Wanamaker's was the big store in Philadelphia. It was always President's Day. I don't know why. I'm sure they had them throughout the year, but it seemed like there was more commercials than I can ever recall because it would really just stick with you. President's Day sales, huh? We'll talk about President's Day, too, by the way. Favorite presidents. We're going to do that on our next show, actually. In fact, in politics, there are lots of cupcakes I could hand out since we probably have too many left over from Valentine's Day. Who are the biggest cupcakes in politics? Business, throw in sports or entertainment. Sports and entertainment would be probably pretty darn easy, though, wouldn't it? We're going to start with politics, speaking of politics. And, of course, Sunday is the big day for the talk shows where a lot of people get their face on the tube and they're talking about whatever the current rollout is with foreign affairs or here domestically. And on foreign soil, we know Haiti still is big. And Afghanistan, huge because of the rocket missing its target, 300 feet off course and hitting a house and killing civilians. That was big news. And then the other thing is the going back to what do we do? Gitmo, the president wants to close it, but nothing has happened there. There has been no funding allocated for it. Originally it was like, okay, January 22nd is closed. That day has come and gone, which we knew it would. Now the fight is over the 9/11 trials and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others. Mayor Bloomberg has realized, as Chuck Schumer did, the senator, one of the senators from New York, that it's going to cost probably $1 billion by the time you go through the court system. And how much havoc will that wreak on New Yorkers? How much time away from whatever other duties the police have will be spent around that courthouse, cordoning it off and looking for nutballs? And how much of a signal is that for people who would like to do harm to the U.S., particularly New York? How much of a place would that be to hit? It would really be ground zero, potentially all over again. But the idea of holding those trials in New York is not completely gone, and the whole civilian thing isn't gone either. But it's a great tug of war. For my money, sorry, an act of war against the United States, you got to be tried as a war combatant. Makes sense to me. If I do that to another country, what do you think they're trying me as? Do I go through their run-of-the-mill court system? The answer would be no. So the war tribunal or commissions, whatever you want to call it, that's what needs to happen. And the less we try them and give them the civilian rights, the happier I will be. You might disagree, and you can throw me your thoughts on that. 800-259-5791. Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina is on board. Of course, he has the same thoughts, but he said that pretty much all along. And there's been a lot, as I said, talk about, especially the New York situation, but Gitmo and some others as well, his thoughts on that exact thing.
Civilian trials create confusion. Our soldiers and intelligence services are already uncertain as to what rules apply. Case in point, the Christmas Day bomber. As we all know, this was a failed attempt to blow up an airliner over Detroit by a trained Al-Qaeda operative. After being captured and fresh off the battlefield, he was read his Miranda rights within 1 hour of questioning and asked for a lawyer. Days later, and only after his parents encouraged him to cooperate, did he begin talking again. Can we really rely on the parents of future terrorists to work with the FBI? And is reading Miranda rights to terrorists any way to fight a war? Finally, a civilian trial in New York City will be expensive. The New York City Police Commissioner, Mayor, and other leaders have all expressed concern these trials could last for years and end up costing over $1 billion. These trials should not take place in New York or any other civilian court. To do so ignores the fact we are at war. I believe there's a better way. I've been a military lawyer for almost 30 years and have great confidence in our military justice system. With the goal of protecting our nation, military law allows us to collect valuable intelligence without reading Miranda rights to enemy combatants. It keeps them off the battlefield and, where appropriate, prosecutes them for war crimes in a manner that adheres to our values. As one of the chief authors, I am proud of the revised Military Commission Act of 2009, which created military tribunals for unlawful enemy combatants, a system not available in 2002 to deal with the shoe bomber Richard Reed. This law was passed after extensive consultation with the Obama administration and received overwhelming bipartisan support. The military justice system is transparent, well-staffed, subject to civilian review, and protects valuable intelligence. And above all else, it is built around the idea that we're a nation at war. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his co-conspirators should have their charges reinstated before military commissions and quickly be tried by our military. These trials will be conducted by the same men and women who administer justice to our own troops. They are competent professionals with a great understanding of their obligations under the law. It is a system of justice that allows us to move securely forward in this war while upholding our values for the good of the nation. I hope the Obama administration will alter their policies. Military tribunals are the best way to render justice, win this war, and protect our nation from a vicious enemy. May God bless the United States.
All right, military tribunals or the civil way to go after these people, that's the question. It's one that the administration is not really wrestling with, I don't think. They're taking some blowback, some hits for it, but I believe that for the most part they want to go the civilian route, unless this is the typical thing. They can't make up their mind because what do the polls say? I think it's clear. People just want, here's the deal. You make a decision, you roll with a decision, and you certainly reserve the right to change it. But how can you not treat the people who are trying to attack us as war criminals? If I have a bomb and I go to Spain and I'm trying to make a political statement and I'm trying to blow up the underground system in Spain, that's a whole bunch of restaurants and stuff, and then they arrest me right before I do it, what do you think they're going to do with me? What am I? I'm part of a group that's rallying against Europe, let's say. And of course, that what would I be to them? I would be part of that system. I'd be part of the war of part of the terrorist network, whatever terrorist network it was, even if it was my own, whatever I wanted to call it. So I don't see how we have any other way to go on this thing. It makes absolutely no sense that we just don't stick with that path, barring a few exceptions. But I can't think of for the life of me what those exceptions would be. Sadly, a U.S. rocket strikes an Afghan house and kills 12 civilians, as I mentioned, on Sunday. It happened in the southern Taliban stronghold of Maraha, and the Afghanistan President Hamid Karzai fuming, appealing to NATO to take care in the campaign to seize the town and try to get the Afghanistan people on board. Is this too big of a blunder? Hang with us.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect
effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 12, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,085.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.15.37, $5.57.69 for a half ounce, and $2.78.84 for a quarter ounce. That's $11.15.37, $5.57.69, and $2.78.84.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. That's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
But before we get to that, sadly, and this could end up being just too big of a blunder, it's like walking on pins and needles, and I don't know how they're doing it. General McChrystal has his hands tied and his soldiers' hands tied because of how they have to interact with the people of Afghanistan, and certainly you don't want to kill innocent people. Sadly, 12 are killed when two rockets that are fired at insurgents miss the target brutally, smash into that house. And this is a big push in this town of 80,000 people. Why? Because it is the linchpin of the opium smuggling network in the Helmand province. So it's key to win this spot. So you got Marines crawling all over the place. You got the Afghanistan troops crawling all over the place. They got metal detectors, sniffer dogs, anything you can imagine trying to find for these Jimmy Rig explosives that are exploding all around them. You got blasts from controlled detonators that could be heard every 10 minutes, they say, north of this city. So how scary is that? Now, what a blunder this turns out to be. The system that missed was a thing called the High Mobility Artillery Rocket System. So they aim it at this spot trying to hit the Taliban. It just veers off course. In fact, it was 1,000 feet. I thought it was like 300, but it was 1,000 feet off the target. Not good. Immediately, you have to look into this and have an investigation. So that weapon is not being used right now. It's shelved. And then you got to have Ms. McChrystal come out, trot out, make a statement. What's he going to say? Naturally, we deeply regret the tragic loss of life. But this current op that they're doing is aimed at restoring, it's that phase two, security and stability to a vital part of Afghanistan. And now you have innocent people who are hit. This just fuels the Taliban's fires as to what they can tell the people and what they're trying to do. The people are scared and are they convinced what they need to do, jump on the side of the Afghan fighting forces. So Hamid Karzai is fuming. I mean, he is fuming about this accident. And even though they apologize, they suspend the rocket system, we're going to review it, he issues a statement saying that, hey, 10 members of the same family died, and he's ordering his own investigation. And, you know, he warned. See, this is the thing. Before it happened, he said, listen, be very careful for the safety of civilians. And naturally, you've got 80,000 people in that area, the possibility of anyway. So the possibility of hitting somebody can be significantly raised compared to some of the other places where the troops have been deployed. You had two troop casualties on the first day, an American and a Brit, and 27 insurgents, they say, have been killed in the op. The offensive, they're calling it Mashtarak, or Together, and it's the biggest joint operation, and this is big, since the 2001 invasion of Afghanistan. So all the way back to the beginning of this sucker, you got to go. You got 15,000 troops on the ground, 7,500 of them specifically in that Mahra. And we're going to talk to someone in Afghanistan in our next Sunday show here on America Tonight, as long as we can get through. So most of the NATO forces are American and British. That's what they're comprised of. And it might take weeks, maybe even up to a month, to reclaim this area, even though there are more soldiers versus the Taliban guys. But you have an unbelievable amount of trigger traps and anything that you can imagine hooked up that could possibly kill those Marines and kill the Afghanistan troops. And they're trying to comb these neighborhoods, and they come upon people, and they don't know if it's friend or foe. Friend or foe. I mean, this is a real... I saw a headline in the New York Times, and it said it's giving the Marines a taste of war, and I think it's more than giving them a taste of war. This is beyond manning up. That's part of what you sign up for, but the sniper fire and the possibilities and what they're not allowed to do, I mean, they already found 250 kilograms of ammonium nitrate and other bomb-making stuff just in clearing one compound. They had a weapons cache that they found. You had a lot of artillery rounds there. You had pressure plates and blasting caps. So every day, I mean, I guess that's good because at least they're getting some of that stuff out of there. But I think this fight is even bigger than they thought it was going to be, and that there are more insurgents and the area has more explosives than they even possibly planned for. Got about 900 families at least that have fled that area, thank goodness. So that takes some of the people out of the city, but not all of them. There's with an 80,000 possibility, as I mentioned, you do the math and there's still an incredible amount of people left there. And then they have to have these conversations with these people and try to make them believe, hey, listen, we're trying to help you. We're trying to keep you alive. We're trying to help the situation in Afghanistan. So they got to go through that whole interpreter thing. But if, for example, one of the stories that was reported is you've got, just imagine a city and you've got restaurants and stores and anything that we have, they have, pharmacies. And in one case, you had a Marine who goes into a local pharmacy, and he's there with an interpreter, but the entrance to his shop was completely booby-trapped. Completely booby-trapped. So in this case, there was no way for the guy to re-enter his house because it was all rigged up. And this is just a little bit of what they are encountering as they move through the area. I mean, we're not talking about a remote village. We're talking about a bigger city, one that's got everything that you could imagine we have other than the Western ways, I guess. It's still a little backward, but they're advancing slowly, and they're trying to get this stronghold because of the opium that flows through there. So I bet you it's going to take a big, big, long month. And let's hope, because this is a blunder. Killing the 12 people, it's an accident, but they're going to start to add, if they start to add up these casualties, it's going to be tough on the soldiers on the ground because already there's very little that they're allowed to use. So this takes one more piece of the arsenal away from them. They can't use that system now. And I said in a previous hour, what are they going to go in with, slingshots? Because they're not going to be able to win that if they go in with slingshots, certainly. And to me, that's the scariest part of this whole deal, is what they cannot do. If we go back in the history of war, and you could go back thousands of years if you wanted to the Roman Empire, but let's just take the United States. If you go with warfare and how it's changed over the years, this is a different brand. This is really, really, just like in Vietnam in some cases, but even worse than Vietnam, just like Iraq, in Jimmy rigging kids and traps along the streets, and that makes it that much more difficult, I think, to actually find a way to bond with the people. Because some of the people are tricked into situations they don't realize, and there is still that little bit of an alliance, in some cases through money, with the Taliban, because you know a lot of money is coursing through the area since it's the biggest opium factory in this one particular town. It is where everything is happening, whether it's training for Taliban, whether it's money going through, and they have the weapons. So they're slogging along, but it's incredibly dangerous. You got to tip your cap to the people who are serving, and just always think about that, because, man, those soldiers, they are putting it all on the line to a ridiculous amount. I mean, ridiculous, in having not a lot of intelligence in some cases as they move forward through those streets. What's going on with Toyota and that big fat recall? We're going to talk about that next. Plus, biggest cupcakes in politics or any of the things that we mentioned on this show, sports, business, entertainment, whatever tickles your fancy. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at doublemyspeed.com. That's doublemyspeed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams inviting you to the 2010 New York Times Travel Show at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City, February 26th through 28th. Get ready to see the world and plan your next trip at the New York Times Travel Show. Bring the entire family for fun family activities. Children 18 and under are free. You'll enjoy music, entertainment, and experiences from across the globe. Explore hundreds of exhibitors, including the most intriguing destinations and adventures from Caribbean cruises, European capitals, to spa vacations, all with special offers you won't find anywhere else. Enjoy live entertainment and special performances, too. It's the ultimate travel experience at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City, February 26th. Through 28th. Open to travel professionals Friday and to the public Saturday and Sunday.
The New York Times Travel Show. Spend the day, see the world. Log on to nytimes.com/travel show.
Now, don't just walk away. Pretending everything's okay and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become.
What's the latest with Toyota? Toyota now is recalling about 8,000 Tacoma pickup trucks from the 2010 model year. They're fixing a problem with the front drive shaft that could cause the car to lose control. Wow. I mean, listen, I know some of you great listeners are doing the parts thing for Toyota, but does this not make you nervous that every single time we turn around, there's something wrong with the cars? Whether it's the brakes, the accelerator, and now the front drive shaft. And maybe now they're paranoid. So they're looking at every, what could possibly happen to this car? What could possibly, it's like Mr. Magoo has put these cars together suddenly. They're saying this crack could actually lead to the front drive shaft separating and falling from the truck. So, of course, if your drive shaft falls out, you're going to lose control. Now, this is a small recall. It's the smallest one so far, but it's the latest one. So much, I think, pressure is on the automaker that they probably have a book, and they're keeping these records, and they're going through, and they're saying, okay, brakes, accelerator, what else? Let's test every single car 7 times over one more time. So now the Tacomas were built from mid-December 2009 to early February 2010. 8,000 is all that they've got on the road, and the part was manufactured by Dana Corporation, and most of the cars are in the dealer lots or in the distribution chain, but man, oh man. What does the audience in Minnesota think of what's happening with Toyota? These are the biggest recalls, certainly in their history. Drive a Toyota. Enter at your own risk. You know when you go on those rides, enter at your own risk. Ride at your own risk. You have to sign a waiver when you go into the when you go to buy a Toyota. Okay. You are not responsible if something happens to me on the road. And this is small. But if this just happened, there's been lots of recalls and lots of cars. But because of what happened with all the other cars, the big number is the scary number, the 8.5 for the faulty gas pedals and the brakes. That's the thing that has everybody over the top. But, hey, they got to be worried. They have to be worried because every single time you got to go out there and put that press out there, we got a little bit of a recall. We had a problem with the Prius. We got a problem with this. Got a problem with that. I mean, that worries. That starts to worry people when they start to see that negative headlines over cars. So now they're considering, I mean, I guess this is the good news. They're considering increasing incentives and an extended warranty to combat what people are saying about Toyota and the safety. They're reeling from this recall. So what would it include? If you went to a dealership now to, and they rubber stamped this, you went to a dealership now to get a Toyota, it would include $1,000 in addition to the current $1,000 in cash incentives to returning Toyota customers. So they've got $1,000 in loyalty bonus matches that have been offered by GM. That was smart. You knew they were going to do that. Ford, Chrysler, Hyundai have done that because they're trying to get Toyota customers in the door. And they have right now a 5-year powertrain warranty or 60,000 miles. So that's a 3-year basic coverage deal for all components other than the normal wear and tear deal. But they're talking about adding to that to as more incentive. Oof. U.S. sales of Toyotas dropped 16% in January. That's the lowest in a decade. So you think people are concerned? I think so. Because that's the safety recalls included Camrys and Corollas, and that's what a lot of people drive. And they gotta step it up big time. They gotta get people to not think that their cars are falling apart. Now, Matt, you drive an old Toyota, and I'm sure you would swear for it, because how many miles? Didn't you have, like, some crazy amount, 200,000 or 180?
215, I think, something like that.
And you haven't had a lot of problems, just the normal things.
Right. Yeah, nothing major at all.
But you can see, because of, like I said, the amount of publicity and the amount of the recalls, their step was a 16% drop is a pretty big drop. Would you buy another Toyota?
Definitely.
So, see, you would get that $1,000 in loyalty.
Right.
Plus the extra. And that's good. I think people will pick up on that. Because if you go back and you get another Toyota, you would also get the extended warranty. Because that's where they always get you and all the extras and what the warranty is. You know, that's part of that whole car ripoff thing. When you sit down, they try to hotbox you and tell you, well, if you pay this amount of money, you get this. But if the wheels fall off, it doesn't cover that. So if they also pony in that extra clause and give you more coverage, that's good.
Yeah, and my sister just bought a Camry like a year or two ago. My dad just bought one, I think this month actually. So, I don't know, I come from a Camry family, I guess.
Yeah, so you're not worried about the recalls?
No, not at all.
That's good for the listeners of America Tonight that make the parts. They're happy to hear Matt Johnson say that his family is a Toyota family and they're going to continue to buy them. Toyota's top executive actually delayed a visit to the U.S. until March because of the snow. It wasn't anything else. But he was supposed to testify about the lapses. Instead, they apologized for the massive recalls and he said he's going to plan to visit and also visit the workers, meet the workers and dealers, as many as he could, too. So, yeah, it's kind of going to be a goodwill tour, I guess, but there's no definite date. The question becomes, though, would you buy a Toyota? Would you pony up the money for a Toyota. I mean, there's cartoons taking swacks at it. I just told you about what's happened with the trucks. I mean, the Toyota's become now a punchline. They're not used to that. But I think that they're, I mean, the dealers are worried, of course, and they want to keep their customers. If they add the incentives and if they say that they're putting safety first, then I think that that 16% that dropped off, it'll turn around. But if they have more recalls, even if they're like the Tacoma one, they haven't had very many trucks out there. Ooh, I don't think they can take another nick, in other words. Any other car falling apart or some other problem right now wouldn't be good. Because there have been lots of different recalls, but I looked at a poll somewhere. I guess it was, I don't know, it's CNN, MSNBC, someone had a poll about it. A lot of people have polls about would you get a Toyota again. And most of them are saying, I mean, most of it's kind of split. They're either saying yes, they would get it, or no, they would worry about other possibilities. So there are a lot of people that are concerned about what's happening with Toyota. All right, I keep saying that we would talk about cupcakes, the biggest cupcakes in politics and in sports, or, you know, whatever you wanted to throw out. And I'd have to say, if I look at politics, boy, the list is so long. And if I look to this current administration, I'll tell you, the guy that I think needs to be booted is Eric Holder. I said this last week, if you were Obama and you were going to get rid of some dead weight, even if you love him to death, who would you get rid of? You know, because it's like show business. Remember that line from the movie Jerry Maguire? It's not show friends, it's show business. It's the same thing you could apply to politics. And sometimes you got to lose a few of those friends so your ship doesn't totally sink. And I would ditch Eric Holder. So he's political now if he's the attorney general, and I would put him on the list of biggest cupcakes, because in the AG role, he's all over the place, all over the map with these decisions. And I think it hurts Obama. I think it hurts the country. He's in too big of a spot, especially with the situation in New York and the 9/11 trials. If they wanted to have the back and forth and the conversation and the committee meetings and all that sort of stuff, you could do that behind the scenes. Now it's being played out, not just here in the United States, but on a world stage, and it makes us look like idiots and unprepared. Oh, they didn't realize it was going to cost this amount of money. Oh, they didn't realize it was going to be a big focal point for Al-Qaeda network folks or Taliban. Ooh, they didn't think of that. They just instead wanted to make a big bad statement. Oh, we're going to try them a stone's throw away from the World Trade Centers. That's just one of the many blunders. The CIA nonsense that seemed to have gone under the rug, been swept away for now with the pictures and releasing more pictures and going after more people. Another blunder to me by Eric Holder. So I would also put Holder on that. I would absolutely put Holder on the political blunder list. He certainly isn't the only one, though. If I go back in time a little bit and I talk about other people that would make the list, I would say from day one, not day one, I'll give her a little more credit. Give her a couple years in the seat, but Nancy Pelosi, makes the list of cupcakes. Absolutely. I would hand deliver that cupcake to Nancy Pelosi. Because, you know, the rallying cry was, oh, Madam Speaker, and isn't this great for women and the glass ceiling breaker. But yet Sarah Palin, whether you think she's nutty or you think you like her anyway, even if she's not qualified, blah, 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 her book just kicked the rear end of Nancy Pelosi's book. Nobody wanted to hear about Nancy Pelosi's life. And why? Because she's bungled the job as the Speaker of the House.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So then, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
No attorneys to plead my case. No lawyers to send me in and out of space. At my fingers, I'll be true. But diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, yeah. I just turn my eyes down. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, yeah.
We're talking about cupcakes here, all-time biggest cupcakes in politics and sports and business, all the way down. Earlier, Mark from New York called, and he was talking about, who was he talking about? He was talking about Paulson. I think it was Paulson. And I have to say that I would completely, even if it wasn't Paulson that he brought up, I would think Paulson is the biggest blunder, idiot cupcake, one of them anyway, in that position of Secretary of Treasury. Of course, with his cronies, he's a hero. But he blew it. He blew it with no accountability, no plan in place that made sense. It was just a Band-Aid that he threw over the financial nightmare. And without having steps in place of having to trace and track the money and where the money went that was being handed out from the government to the people who, like AIG, who were bleeding, that was a mistake that you just can't reel back in.
I mean, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Exactly. That's a career blunder. But a career blunder that screws the rest of us. I can't sugarcoat it. Because that was part of what happened to the U.S. It's part of what's happened to many people in neighborhoods that you and I live in. It starts with mistakes like that. And whether it was intentional or not, I don't know. But I would call him a big fat cupcake for what Henry Paulson did. And I think he absolutely cost us much more than we even know at this point, honestly. Much more than we know. Alan Greenspan was the other person that was who Mark brought up. And I would say that, too. He was the Buddha, the wise old man, the god of the Fed. He was the Federal Reserve Chairman forever. And as much as in so many corners he's revered as this brilliant man with numbers and knowing the systems and putting it in place, he has like shot a hole in so many people in the past 2-3 years. He's like on the speaker circuit just talking, just sinking the markets. Just when he speaks, he sinks. He sinks that day on Wall Street. Oh, this turnaround is not going to happen for 5 years. Boom, all systems are going downward. So I would have to say that he's a cupcake, too. He had the prestige. He had the power. He was the king. He sat on top of the throne and enjoyed the fat cat life. And then he's gone from that position to shooting everyone in the foot, shooting himself in the foot even, when he speaks. I don't care what rubber chicken circuit he's on. And he's flapping his lips somewhere. He's blown us up in some way. And in the last couple of years, especially when everything first happened with the economy taking a serious nosedive and so many people went to him, boy, the comments that he made honestly made it that much worse. If I were talking about sports people, I would have to say Roger Clemens makes the list, and any of the other guys, especially Clemens, though, because he had that self-righteousness and had the history of being one of the most fantastic pitchers. So many people adored Roger Clemens, and then he, too, is trotted out in front of Congress, just lies through his teeth, and slurks away back to Houston, Texas. And he made it worse for himself. Then it comes out, and who cares about who he had sex with, but it comes out that he's having an affair with this person, that person. All these things stories start to emerge, and that didn't have to happen to him. He brought himself down. If he would have just said, I made a mistake, like Andy Pettit did, like Jason Giambi, two of his teammates with the Yankees, and I had this injury, and I was going to bounce back, and I didn't realize, whatever. But he didn't have enough guts to do that, and he still hasn't had enough guts to do it, and he brought a lot of people down as well with him. So that's the definition of a cupcake. O.J. Simpson, for a much different reason. O.J. Simpson had the world by the tail. I mean, he was the man. He was the endorser. Hertz Rent-A-Car. Who knows what he would be doing now? I'm sure sportscasting somewhere, and in this age of sports talk, probably would be doing a sports talk show with somebody. But he couldn't. For his domestic problems, he could never get them under control. And the relationship he had with his ex-wife, but to take it where he took it, and let's face it, he got away with murder. And it's our court system, and, you know, whether we like it or not, he was found not guilty. They nailed him in the civil courts. So he gets away from that, and he has a chance to just lay under the wire. And instead, his ego run amok. He could not help himself. He would make headlines here and there. And ultimately, it did catch up with him, and he ended up in prison in Las Vegas. But he's a cupcake for having it all and being a spoiled brat. And then unleashing the beast inside, or whatever it was, that set him off on that night to ruin the lives that he ruined and to just not just go away. At that point, I think he needed to go away, be with your kids, whatever, but he could not allow himself to do it. And I know that all too well because I interviewed him. And I'll tell you, and of all the people I've ever interviewed, I've never felt so much like I was talking to someone who was flat out trying so hard to convince me he didn't do something or she didn't do something. He takes the award for that, but he gets the cupcake award. Matt, who would you throw on the list? I know you have some sports people you'd throw on the list. Don't tell me Brett Favre.
No, of course not. But I was just thinking more recently here, did you watch the Olympic Games opening ceremony?
Oh, and the screw up. I mentioned that. It was supposed to come up like a bonfire and the one end didn't come up.
Yep. And then and not only that, but it took about like 2 or 3 minutes for anything to actually happen. And you got Wayne Gretzky just looking like he's going to just punch somebody.
Oh, it was so awkward.
He looked so pissed, too. He's just like, you got me up here in front of all these people. I'm the most famous athlete in all of Canada, and I'm just sitting here by myself. You know, and then you had the other athletes, too, like Steve Nash is out there and two other people I don't even know. But they were kind of sitting there and like with a smile on their face, and Wayne Gretzky just looked pissed off.
Oh, I saw that. He was fuming. And it was kind of weird because it was such a delayed reaction. They should have just immediately, I think, gone with the three. Who cares?
Right.
Let it go up. They didn't do that. And they knew something was wrong, but no way to tell them.
And then Bob Costas was sitting there just tap dancing, too. That was kind of funny. So, I don't know. I'll go with whoever is in charge of that fiasco.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Especially world stage, hey, accidents can happen, but this is your moment.
After China's big Olympic opening and hailed as the greatest ever, and so Canada's trying to live up to that a little bit, and they just get nothing.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody in a long time from now, London's going to try it too, but it's going to be tough to top. It is going to be tough to top what the Chinese did, and maybe Matt's right, they were trying so hard, that they screwed it all up. Because that's a simple mistake. That's something you check again and again and again. And, hey, sure, accidents happen, but that seemed like a lame accident. You have Mr. Famous, he's right, Wayne Gretzky. All is forgiven, he's back in Canada. And to make him look dumb like that, and it was just so awkward. I mean, every second ticking away, you knew, wow, what is happening here? This is, something's not right. And then they had the other thing that happened with the luge and the fact that they had that metal pole, basically, that the one guy slammed into and died as a result. Then they fixed it. Maybe they needed to work a little bit harder on some of the arrangements for the Olympics, including the opening games. All right, we were talking about cupcakes. So I'm going to leave you with this from Thomas Paine, 1776. Society in every state is a blessing, but government, even if it's in its best state, is but a necessary evil. In its worst state, an intolerable one.
Son of a... That's an evil mark.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
I'm stupid. You're smart.